You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Attacks against trade unionists in Honduras spark international concerns. The International Trade Union Confederation, or ITUC, an organization representing 176 million workers in 155 countries and territories, issued a press release on Tuesday expressing concern over the persistent violence in Honduras. Unfortunately, Honduras is submerged in a very concerning spiral of violence, reason why the international trade union movement is following closely the human rights violations there. Being a trade union in Honduras and a member of the Front Resistance today is very risky. In the recent weeks, several trade union and grassroots leaders have received death threats and attacks, reads the ITUC press release. The ITUC says that some examples of these violent incidents are Oscar Molina's murder, the brother-in-law Porfirio Ponce, vice chair of the Union of Beverage and Related Industry Workers, who was shot 42 times in daylight on June the 10th. The trade union organization also mentions an attack perpetrated shortly after the murder of Molina against the Secretary of Finance of the Secondary Education Teachers Guild of Honduras, Carolina Pineda, who managed to escape by taking refuge in someone's house, where she was protected from the attack of armed hooded men who ambushed her. Carolina Pineda is the head of the teachers' organization more committed with a struggle against the coup d'etat in Honduras, and she had announced constant threats received over the phone and through text messages, reads the ITUC report. Lastly, they mentioned the attack against José Luis Baquedano, Assistant Secretary General of the United Workers' Confederation of Honduras, when he was driving his van with his daughter and three grandchildren last June the 12th. His van was intercepted by a gray vehicle with polarized glasses. The men in the car fired at the trade union leader. Fortunately, they did not hurt anyone. The trade union leader and the member of the board of the National Front of Resistance managed to escape. Shortly afterwards, their vehicle was stopped by a police patrol. Instead of providing them help, the officers accused them of being responsible for the shots, letting the gunman escape.
You're listening to Real World News.
For this reason, ITUC Secretary General Guy Ryder has sent two letters to the Honduran Question President Porfirio Lobo, who won in illegitimate elections, asking him to act to secure the democratic safeguards in Honduras. The ITUC Secretary General said, quote, "It is essential to establish a rule of law where the fundamental freedoms of the working class and the Honduran people are enforced."
You're listening to Real World News.